ABC Listen.
Oh, hey gang, are you ready to get wacko?
Yeah!
Wacko Water Slides has the biggest, wildest water slides in the world. From the tightrope twister to the flying juggernaut to our brand new slide, the Death Cannon Explosion.
That was awesome!
Wacko Water Slides, the place to be this summer. Get wacko!
At Wacko Water Slides!
Our standard day pass gets you access to all the slides. But if you want more thrills in one day, then upgrade anytime to an express ticket.
Yeah!
Jump the queues, live life in the fast lane, and get wacko!
Get wacko!
Woo!
Over the jump!
And now for the water spout!
Woohoo! Ah! Oh, that was the best!
The absolute best!
Oh, I've got water pouring out of my nose!
We were going so fast!
It was just like in the ads, but better!
And it was totally worth the long queue. But that was just the tightrope twister. Imagine what it'll be like doing the Cannonball Explosion!
Oh my god, whoever created Wacko Water Slides is a genius. And this is the best birthday present ever, Momo. Thank you.
You are actually so welcome. Okay, we're all warmed up. Are you ready for the biggest, baddest ride ever?
The Cannonball Explosion!
Welcome to the Cannonball Explosion! Please wait patiently before we blow your socks off.
Heck yeah!
Look, here's the queue.
Excuse me, we'll just jump onto the end here.
Oh, hang on, look. It says the wait time is two hours?
Oh man, for a ride that lasts like 20 seconds?
That's wacko.
Molly, I am not going to spend my birthday at Wacko Water Slides just queuing.
This does kind of suck. And look, our brains trust us stuck in the line too. I bet they know all about water slides and queuing.
Once I went there, it was like a really hot day. And even though the ride only lasts like 10 seconds, you have to wait there for like at least half an hour. And it's probably, I mean, you would say it's worth it, but the time wasted is probably not.
The moment you're like about to go, the adrenaline in you is like peak level. Like you feel so scared, but then the moment you sit and like you just started, you feel like, oh no, like why did I do this? But then when it ends, you're like, I want to do it again.
I was trying to go on that ride and we waited in line for an hour and a half. But the ride was like so scary. But then at the end, I was like, I want to go on that again. My parents were like, no, we just waited in line for an hour and a half. It's now like 2 o'clock, we have to leave now.
Yeah, I guess you gotta have a bit of boring before you get the buzz.
Look out, world! Here comes Cannonball!
This is so fun!
Okay, in you go. Wait, what are those kids doing? They just went straight to the front of the line.
I love this slide so much.
Okay, you can go in as well.
Let's go!
Come on, let's just follow them.
Hey, hang on a second. Where are your express passes?
Oh,
we don't have express passes.
Sorry, you gotta pay extra if you want to skip the queue.
Yeah, I got an express pass.
Me too.
Pay extra on top of what we already paid?
Yep, if you want to squeeze more wacko rice into your day, go buy an express pass at the kiosk. Who's next? Anyone else with an express pass?
This is wild.
Nope, not wild. It's wacko. As in, wacko water slice policy. I'm sorry, but you two will just have to join the end of the queue.
It's so long, though. It goes all the way back to the front gates of the park.
Come on, Momo, let's both just buy ourselves express passes. It'll make our day even more amazing.
I do want you to have the best birthday ever, but...
But what?
I don't like the idea of paying to cut queues. It feels icky and unfair.
Come on, Momo, please.
Today on Short and Curly, should we pay to cut the queue with express passes at Wacko Water Slides?
you just need you.
Short, you're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Curly, 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 curly.
Short and Curly!
Oh boy, this is a long line. We're going to be here for a while.
And that means we're going to miss all the other slides, like the flying juggernaut. Look at it breathing fire over there.
Isn't that the one that makes everyone barf?
Totally. Just another reason why we absolutely have to give it a go.
You want to vomit?
It's part of the experience, Molly.
Okay, well, I guess we could get the express passes.
Look at everyone queuing up in their wet swimmers. They're all shivering, but I'm fine.
Wait, is that the same kid again?
Dannonball, my nemesis.
Come on, Danny, race you to the top.
Hasta la vista, the rest of you.
The freedom.
Yeah, it's great for them, I guess. Let's see what you listening think about this with our first thinking question.
We've got some time to kill anyway. And remember, you can pause the show here to think or chat or buy a sneaky express pass.
Carl, stop it. We want you to think about your own experience of jumping queues.
And our question is, have you had someone jump in front of you in a queue? What was it like?
Hit pause now.
And I know our Water Slide Love and Brains Trust has a lot to say about paying to jump the queue.
It was one of those unexpected weather days, so it was freezing cold. Me and my friends already got wet, so like as we were waiting in queues, we were shivering and our entire bodies were like frozen. So while everyone else was going up to the top of the queue using the fast pass, we had to wait there standing still while this queue slowly went up. So I would remove the fast pass.
It makes me mad, like, but it also makes me a bit more excited to go on the ride, especially if you're waiting and you're, like, far from the front and then you see the people going on it a second time, then you must be like, oh, this ride must be amazing, and you get even more hyped to do it.
But I don't think it should be allowed because, like, I mean, it's kind of not fair for the people who have been actually waiting for the thing. But then it would be nice to just go early. Then you could, like, go to more rides in lesser time and you could try out more new slides.
I've seen other people do it and I'd probably scream and shout the next time I see somebody do that, because some people, like, let's say you have the money to buy it, then you could be sabotaging someone else's time by hogging the slide.
Yeah, and also adding on, like, you're already paying, like, quite a lot of amount to go to the water park. One time, like, when I had to go, I had to pay, like, $50, $70 just to go for, like, 3 hours. So, like, if everybody bought the fast pass, there's no use of it anymore. So, like, it just doesn't make sense sometimes.
Oh, hey, you two, over here.
Matt.
Oh, Matt, how annoying is this line? Aren't you just so bored and frustrated and, like, angry?
You bet. And for me, that's actually one of the best parts about coming to a place like Wacko's.
Right. So you like queuing up?
Yeah. Often way more than the rides themselves.
Why?
I just want to feel something, Molly. Even if that's massive frustration.
Hey, so Matt, I'm trying to convince Molly it's fair for us to pay to jump the queues today because it's my birthday.
And I'm trying to explain to Carl that even though I want him to have the greatest birthday of his life, I also don't think it's fair.
Okay, so usually fairness means that everyone gets treated in the same way. So if some people are getting special treatment, like jumping to the head of the line, that might be unfair.
Exactly. We're no more important than anyone else, Carl.
Yep. That idea is called impartialism. It means we don't treat any people differently or as though they're special, even if we like them.
Okay, but obviously I know I'm not more important than anyone else. But to Molly, I am more important than other people. Doesn't that matter?
Well, there's a philosopher named Susan Wolf who thinks that it does matter. She thinks that sometimes we should be partial, and make special exceptions for the people that we care about. So imagine this. Your parents win free tickets to a performance of your favourite singer. You've never seen them live, and it's basically impossible to get tickets. But your parents decide to give the free ticket to your neighbour's kid.
The neighbour's kid? Why?
Well, they say it would be unfair to give it to you because you've been to some music concerts before, but your neighbour's kid has never been to a music concert, so they deserve it more.
But they're my parents. They should give it to me.
And that's Susan Wolfe's point. If we don't make some special exceptions for the people we love, then we're not doing our job. Being fair to the people we're closest to actually means treating them differently.
Even if that means we're unfair to others?
Maybe. Susan Wolfe is trying to think about how we balance two important things. First, treating everyone, including strangers, fairly. And second, treating the people who are special to us as though they are special. Because that's what we're supposed to do when we care about someone.
And I guess at the end of the day, buying an express pass isn't technically even breaking a rule.
That's right. The rule itself allows some people to be given a special advantage. But the question's still the same. What is the right balance between treating everyone fairly and equally and making exceptions for the people you love because they're more important to you than other people? And Susan Wolfe thinks it's up to each of us to decide the answer to that question for ourselves.
Hey, Molly, do the right thing. Make an exception for your exceptional friend. Let's just grab a couple of those passes and head straight to the top of the cannonball explosion.
I'm still not sure if we should. I'm sorry. But look, at least we're making some progress in this mega line. We're about to start the climb up the tower. Ooh.
Look, maybe we should pause for another thinking question to really consider purely hypothetical situations like this.
Okay, so we all have people in our lives who we really care about. And because we care about them, sometimes we might want to give them special treatment.
Like moi, on my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday again, Carl. But what's the right balance between treating everyone the same way versus giving special treatment to the people we care about most?
Hit pause now.
Wait, can you see that sign up there? What does it say?
Halfway?
We aren't even halfway through the queue.
How?
Wait, look, there's a whole stack of people racing past us now with those express passes.
Life's too short for queuing. Let's go!
Oh, my nemesis is back.
Oh my gosh, check over there. The flying juggernaut looks so fun and we're just still stuck in this line.
I'm still not sure it's worth the vomiting at the end.
Ugh. Can't you two just enjoy the experience of queuing?
Oh, Matt, I forgot you were there.
Shh. You're ruining it. Just stand quietly. Feel the wind on your cold, wet swimmers. The suspense of waiting, waiting, waiting. Forever.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it, Matt.
That's a shame. But now that you've pulled me out of my pure peak experience of frustration, what are you actually talking about?
Look, we won't get to go on all the slides if we don't get an express pass, and I don't think there's any good reason for us not to get them.
But I feel like there is. Just because we can afford to pay to cut the queue, it doesn't mean everyone can.
Ah, we sometimes use the word privilege to describe situations like this. None of the people buying express passes are necessarily doing anything wrong. After all, they didn't make the rules. They just want to have fun like everyone else. But the problem is, it's so much easier for them to have fun than for everyone else.
Right, because they can afford to skip the queues and spend all day slipping and sliding.
Yes. And also because of that, they get to have more fun for less money.
Wait, what? The express passes are more expensive. That's the whole problem, isn't it?
Not exactly. The express pass costs more when you buy your ticket for the day. But you get to go on every single slide, usually more than once.
Yeah.
But if you buy the normal pass, you might have to come back 4 or 5 times to be able to enjoy every slide. And that ends up being heaps more expensive. It's weird to say, but Wacko Water Slides is actually cheaper for wealthy people.
Wow. My brain hurts.
Oh, it's just the sun. We've been out here for hours.
Yeah, in fairness, Carl is looking pretty sunburnt. But what we're actually talking about here is something called a regressive system. That's a fancy word for when the people who are least well off are hit the hardest by the bad parts of a system. Let me give you an example. The fine when you don't return a library book is the same for everyone. But if you don't have any money to spare, then that fine is going to hurt a lot more than if you're a very wealthy person. So it seems like everyone has to pay the same amount. But in reality, the person with less money is actually paying a lot more.
Yeah, and it's doubly frustrating because it feels like we're being blamed for choosing to be stuck in line. It's like, you should just buy the express pass like we did, but it's not that easy.
That's a really good point. But it is important to remember that there's a whole system that creates this privilege and unfairness. It's not just these people choosing to buy the passes.
Right. So, problem solved. Just kidding, that didn't help us make a decision at all.
Attention friends, Wacko's Water Slides will be closing in 15 minutes.
No!
Okay, Carl, I know how much this means to you and it's your birthday, so I need to confess something. At lunch, while you were eating 14 hot dogs, I snuck off and bought us express passes.
Oh, wow, thanks, Momo. Maybe I've had too much sun today, but after everything, now I'm not sure I feel good about using the express pass. Brains Trust, should we be allowed to pay for passes to jump the queue?
I would get it if I could. And I think water parks should still keep the fast pass lane, but not every day. Like if it, maybe when it first opens and first ends, not in the middle of the water park season, because that's when like main summer is. So that's when it would be really hot. So then you should make it fair so then everyone still has to wait the same amount of time.
I wouldn't use it the whole day. I'd rather be patient a bit than just jumping the line.
Yeah, there should be like a limit on how many they should sell, because one, they could help boost like the water park's sales, but also they could help like the customers, like by, you know, saving them time queues so they can get them more rides.
So I would maybe jump the queue on the same slide 1 or 2 times, but I wouldn't like keep on doing it again and again.
You also need to think, like, for example, if your family was, like, in financial trouble or something, you need to think of, like, your parents, for example. It would be, like, get the fast pass or, like, pay for something else that's more important, like a mortgage or rent or something.
And what do you listening reckon?
What would you do in our situation? Use the express pass or not? Or is there another option?
Hit pause now.
We hope you've enjoyed your visit to Wacko's Water Slides. Drive home safely and come back soon to get Wacko with us again.
Molly, Carl, over here. Sorry I left you in the queue. I wanted to get in the car and join this super long traffic line instead. So what happened? Did you two ride the cannonball explosion?
No.
Ooh, did you decide that actually you were going to stand on principle because partialism undermines the principles and values of a modern democracy?
No, not that. You see, we were trying to figure out whether to use the passes.
But then we saw some kids actually doing the slide.
And Matt, I have never seen something so terrifying. They actually fire you out of a cannon.
So, yeah, we just...
Bravely...
chickened out.
and, like, splashed around in the kiddie pool together.
Oh, nice.
It actually wasn't for the kids. Carl takes splashing very seriously.
Hey, by the way, I almost forgot. Look at these. Water guns and water bombs!
Betsy's water fight!
Oh, should we talk about the ethics of toys that imitate weapons?
No! Die, Matt, die in this explosion of water!
Oh, look! Our Brains Trust from Westmead Public School in Sydney. Let's soak 'em! Take that! Adit, Kenny, Ryan, Pennyettis, Sarah, Mariam, Alina!
And here's a water bomb for short, curly producer Kyla Slavin.
And a bucket of water over the heads of our extras today. Sam Wicks, Wing Kwong, Anushka McCarthy, and Greta McCarthy. And especially you, Dannon Ball, played by Mia Wooten, my other nemesis.
ABC Listen.